Will run on a ticket with my vice presidential nominee, Carly Fiorina.
Ted Cruz making headlines this morning with his VP announcement yesterday. Scott Ott is a political commentator and joins us now.
All right. So what do you make of Ted Cruz, trying to get some more attention while Trump is talking about foreign policy?
Well, he's in an attention game, isn't he? I mean, when you're in a situation where things are not going your way or haven't been for, you know, the last couple of primaries, you've got to do something to change the status quo. And so, you know, while the Trump campaign immediately characterized this as a desperation move or whatever, it makes sense when you're not in the lead to try to do something to shake things up. And I think it does a couple of things for Cruz. Number one, it gives you an indication of his thinking and the kind of people that he would surround himself with. And Carly Fiorina, you know, for my money, was really the sharpest person on the campaign trail, although she started off, you know, in a deep hole as far as her ability to actually get to the White House. Nobody's a better debater. Nobody has better message discipline than she does. And nobody can go head to head and take on Hillary Clinton as well as she can, because, as she says, I can throw every punch.
Boy, this year is just so unprecedented, because I can't ever remember a potential candidate just choosing a running mate without getting the nomination.
Well, my understanding is, and I'll have to go back and read the history books on this, but my understanding is that that Ronald Reagan may have done this in 76, although he wound up not getting the nomination then. Gerald Ford got it. So it's not entirely unprecedented, but think about it. I mean, if you're running against Donald Trump, everything is unprecedented. So it doesn't hurt him, I don't think. And, you know, it could help him a lot. And also, when you've got a surrogate now who can go to the places where you're not and hold rallies and fire up the crowds, that makes a lot of sense in West Virginia, New Jersey, Indiana, California, and the other states going forward.
Actually, as I think about it, it probably makes more sense for candidates to do this at this point, running up to the conventions, so that the American people have a clearer idea of what they're going to be choosing between. Now, speaking of that, there is a new poll out this morning from Reuters and Ipsos that says more than half American voters think the whole primary political party picking system is rigged, and we should just go to a single national primary and just actually count votes instead of delegates and stuff like that. What do you think?
Well, I think that's going to be the legacy of Donald Trump right there. I think, you know, to decrease people's faith in the process by which they choose their president is his great legacy. I do think that the parties have done a lot to cause this problem over the years. I've had my own complaints. I mean, I was on the state committee when I lived in Pennsylvania, and I did not like the process by which things were run, because people who were in positions of power and influence certainly want, just as much as I want my guy to win, they wanted their guy to win. And I think that parties, in many ways, have hurt themselves by not proving to people how essential they are to the process. And so this is a combination of the fruit of parties that really have not made the case to the people for many years as to why they have to be there, and people like Donald Trump who are falsely telling people that the whole system is corrupt. Well, the whole system is not corrupt, but I think that if you're going to just have a runoff election, you know, essentially have a first round and then a second round, then you've pretty much dispensed of the utility of political parties.
Scott Ott, political commentator. You can find out more about Scott at his website, scottott.tv.